Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Kev Ski, straight from Harlem, fifth Beatle of the Get Fresh crew. Thanks for tuning in to the G Lou Show on Flashback Fridays, hosted by G Lou. Shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media and 93 Tweed FM.
To our sponsors, of course, happy Friday, happy Friday, mic check. 1212, you are in the building for another fabulous Friday where the G Lou Show presents the Fabulous Fridays Flashback Radio Show with myself, Cousin Marcy. I'm also here with the fabulous host, Queen Jean. How you doing, Queen?
Hey, my check. How do I sound?
You sound good to me, as you always do. How you doing today?
Oh, good. Just chilling. I'm actually good. Welcome to Fabulous Friday, everybody. Thank you for joining the show. We're looking forward to our guest that Cousin Marcy is going to introduce. And thank you to our producer, King G. Lou. How you doing? I know you're in the background, so how you doing this evening? And, yeah, I'm just ready to get the show started. I'm interested in King Walker, Mr. King Walker, interested in how he got started in the poetry and the mental health and everything that he's involved in.
Definitely, for sure. We are here with our special guest, as the Queen said, Mr. King Walker. He is a motivational speaker, mental health advocate, and we are honored to have him on our platform today. We're going to mix in a little questions, we're going to mix in a little talk, and we're also going to mix in some of his musical favorites, because it is a Flashback Friday or Fabulous Friday, and some wonderful tunes. So we will be bringing the guests in a few, but we want to go ahead and shout out our sponsors, of course. We do want to thank, as always, Mr. G. Lou, our wonderful producer. We need you to subscribe to the G. Lou Show channel on YouTube, where you can get your unisex apparel, Blog Talk Radio shows. We're thankful for DJ Maniac, sponsors Tweet Cadillac, BTP Media Group, One World Magazine, at G. Lou After Hours Live, and DD Harrison. Thank you all for your support. Yeah, so I hope our guest is here. We're going to bring you in. Not too much more I could say about the wonderful gentleman, Mr. Walker. I've had the pleasure of knowing him for about, three years now. And just from our initial meeting, he's always been focused. He's always had something positive going for him, and I've admired him for the work that he does with the youth in the past and that he does right now. So if you are here, sir, Mr. Walker, welcome to Fabulous Fridays. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. I'm doing amazing. Can you hear me good?
Yes, yes, you are on. We can hear you wonderful. Yes, I'm so glad that you're here. How are you today?
I'm doing amazing. First of all, I want to say I appreciate you for inviting me. Thank you for the invite. It's a pleasure to be here on your platform. I appreciate what you guys do for the culture, with the music, and then the daily news that you guys bring. It's greatly appreciated. Keep doing it.
Thank you so much. And yes, thank you for your support. You have been here on the Fabulous Fridays before. Just as a call in, you were requesting a song, I remember, and it's given us some good affirmation, so we do appreciate you for that. So let's just get right into it. No one can tell your history better than yourself. We're going to keep the questionnaire pretty simple. Just tell us a little bit about the people, about yourself, where you come from. You don't have to get too specific, but where you come from and, family life and things of that nature. We just want to know a little bit more about Mr. Walker.
Well, first off, I want to say I come from a background to where people would call it the concrete jungle. So when you grow up in the streets, you have to learn a lot of things from things that you saw around you, you know, on TV, street corners, billboards, and things like that. And a lot of those things that I saw had always a lot of negative context to it growing up, seeing that no one really had a positive outlet. Like, everything around you kind of brainwashed you to feel like this is the only way that you can better yourself. This is the only way that you can win, that what you want to obtain is not real. And when I say what you want to obtain is not real, I'm talking about getting your mental health together. Growing up for me, I was able to be blessed with a gift to make the best of choices that I could. Which made me a very blessed individual, and I didn't take that lightly. So when I decided that I wanted to come up with a way to reach people in a way that I can relate and understand, the conversation to myself before I shared it with anybody else was about what really mattered to me and not being talked about enough, which is mental health. And mental health has a lot of entities to it. It's not just one level to it. There are a lot of people going through mental health in different stages in life. You know, there are people who are emotional eating. There are people who are working hard just to stay focused and don't have to think about that dark cloud over their head. And a lot of people really keep to themselves about the conversation of mental health because a lot of people try to tell them that it's not real, that it doesn't exist, that they need to figure out different ways to get better because it's not real what they're thinking. It's all in their head. When in fact, as a person who have battled with depression and dealt with anxiety, I know that it is real. It's not just, you know, in your head. It's not something that people can just pray away when they feel like it, you know. There are a lot of challenges that come with it. Some people don't get a chance to choose who they want to be on a day-to-day basis. Some people hope for the best to be who they was yesterday because of what they're going through mentally. I always make it clear that, you know, your mental health is more important than your financial wealth. Because if your mental health is not together, it doesn't matter how much of any amount of money that you get, you will spend it on things that are toxic to you and that will trigger you and will spiral you out of control because you don't appreciate you. You don't appreciate who you are. So when I put these things together to help people every day to my best ability to appreciate who you are and mindset and your gift and your purpose, I repeat it over and over in all types of different affirmations because I want people to be reminded that you're worth it. And you have a season, 365 in a leap year. Don't just think that your age stops you from growing and manifesting and becoming this person that you want to become. A lot of people are people that they created just to survive. They're not even being who they really want to be because they don't want to be judged because of who they really are. Right, so I tell people to come out from hiding behind the person that you want to be, and step right in front to who you're supposed to be.
You know, wow, that is like really sounding awesome. Thank you again for the listeners out there. We want you to be able to reach out at 914-803-4001 if you have any questions or concerns. Were you able to get – are you on YouTube Live? Because we do want to shout you out on there, too, so people can go ahead and see you on the screen. If you did, go ahead and pull that up. Go ahead and plug yourself on YouTube.
Yes, you can follow me on YouTube at King Walker. You can follow me on YouTube at King Walker on YouTube. That's my YouTube handle on YouTube, King Walker.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Hey, let me interrupt for a second. We're going to take a quick hey, Mr. King Walker. How are you this evening?
How you doing? I'm doing amazing. I can't complain.
Great. We're going to take a quick intermission, Mr. G. Lou, if you can play some music real quick and try to figure out what this noise is in the background. So let me go talk to Cousin Marcy so we can figure this out. Just give us a minute, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right.
Girl, I know this might seem strange, but let me know if I'm out of order or stepping to you this way. See, I've been watching you for a while, and I just gotta let you know that I'm really feeling your style. 'Cause I had to know your name and leave you with my number, and I hope that you would call me someday. If you want, you can give me yours too, and if you don't, well, I ain't mad at you. We can still be cool, girl. I'm not trying to pressure
Hey, what's up? This is Ellie Sunshine of the Treacherous Three. You're tuned into the G. Lou Show on Flashback Fridays. Peace.
Hey, 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 Mr. One, mic check, mic check, mic check.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. You sound okay. Great. I don't hear
okay,
any
Walker,
more
noise. Okay, Walker, can you do a mic check with us, Walker, please?
Okay,
hello.
So he's, yeah, he might have dipped from
good,
when we took the little break. Okay, there you go.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah,
yes,
we can
hear
you.
Okay, great. So let's get this fabulous show going. Okay.
Definitely. We had to take care of that. It was trying to mess with our mental.
All right, we're all good. You hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
All right.
We can hear you. We can hear you. Okay, so I just wanted to piggyback off of what you were saying about the mental illness, how it's so many different levels to it, which it totally is, and some people think there's just this, it's a one-way thing, but it's like a wave, you know, it's a ripple. So I just wanted to say you were absolutely correct on that. And mental illness, a lot of our culture, they kind of stay away from it because it's such a bad thing. But actually, it's the most righteous thing that we can search and go get help for. Because the littlest thing can trigger you and put you in a mental illness state. Mental illness does not mean that you're cray-cray. Crazy or just out of your mind, 51, 59, 18. That's not what it doesn't mean that. It can get to that point, if you don't take care of it. Do you agree?
I 200% agree. I 200%. That's why I encourage people to be responsible for their triggers.
And we all should know our triggers.
I encourage people to be responsible. I encourage people to be responsible for their triggers because it's very important that you understand what triggers you, right? Because you
absolutely
can be in a room full, because some people can be in a room full of people and they're still full alone, but no one in that room may know that because that person is there smiling, because that person is still engaging,
mm-hmm.
but they don't know they're not really engaging, right? So, but you do, so you have to be mindful of the situation sometimes too that you put yourself in with respecting your triggers, right? It's one thing, you know, to be strong. It's another thing to activate something that you know you're not ready to face on yet. And I only say that just because it's okay to not be okay. So if you have to be patient for a little while with yourself and figure things out and take that time to heal, then it's okay. It's okay.
Absolutely.
A lot of people don't feel that because they think dealing with mental health makes them not normal. And you're normal. You're normal because you go through things. Anyone who tells you to live a perfect life is probably not telling you the truth, because there are things that happen.
Yeah.
It's just that some people choose to bury it deep down inside. And you have to be mindful that, I always say it like this, people who could be wearing expensive clothes, right, and still be naked on the inside, right? There are a lot of people who are still naked on the inside. You have people who are jealous of who you are, and they have a lot more than you, but they don't have that one thing that you have on the inside, right?
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's just the characteristic thing and being mindful of who you are and loving who you are is so very important. I know it's not easy to look in the mirror sometimes. You might not recognize who you are that day because of what you've been through, which is why I also express, do your best to not become the pain that broke you. A lot of people like to transform into things that have attacked them as a defense mechanism. That's why I said before, a lot of people are not really who they are. You're meeting a representative. And if you don't know that, it's because they're hiding it well. It's because they've gotten well at delivering this character to you. That's why it's important to be kind to people. You don't know what people are battling every day on an everyday basis. That's why I encourage people to tell someone why to be that proud of them.
Absolutely. So what do you think about someone as a child and they're taught to grow up and be an emotionless. They're taught as a child to be emotionless, and they carry that through their adulthood. What would you consider that to be some form of mental illness? Because, and like I said, mental illness does not mean that you're crazy. So we just get that across the board. How would you categorize that, or what do you think of that? Because sometimes we take what we were taught as children, and we're carried into our childhood, to our adulthood, and it would keep us messed up because we'll say, well, that's how I was raised. That's how I was raised. And you as an adult should know that, okay, that's how you was raised, but it just don't jive right. It don't look right. It don't sound right. It shouldn't feel right. So you should just want to make that change, like break that, no matter how it was pounded into your mind, your heart, and you should just be able to break that. What do you think?
Childhood trauma is very real. And,
yes.
And childhood trauma can carry over to adulthood, right?
Adulthood.
To give you a prime example, so my mother had over double digits of kids. This is an honest, vulnerable moment, mm-hmm. right? And for me, she wasn't there for me. She wasn't there in my life. So
right.
that kind of put a cap on me being able to love a woman fully to the full max.
Right.
Because of that abandonment issue there, right? So there's a trust issue there. There's an abandonment issue there. And then as a lack of trust with trusting a woman, because the woman who birthed me didn't do the right thing. So why would I trust another
woman
to do the right thing? Right. So childhood trauma is definitely real. And when it comes to emotions,
yeah.
It can definitely put you in a dark place if you're always, as a kid, being told to stop crying. That didn't hurt.
Right.
That didn't bother you.
Right.
Or being told as a kid you talk too much. So
mm-hmm.
a lot of times
mm-hmm.
that'll also carry over too, because you'll meet people who are fully grown, and you have to constantly tell them, no, go ahead, say what you were going to say. I want to hear what you have to say. And it's so foreign to them because they've grown up not being able to have a word or being able to express their emotions. So
not have a voice.
So, you know, a lot of people grow up with just being like, I'm just stay in my dark corner and my dark shell because nobody wants to hear what I have to say. I have an opinion, but nobody wants to listen to me, so I'll just keep to myself. And it turns into you being awkward in public, awkward with social invites. It carries on. So childhood trauma with that is very, very important. It's definitely a conversation that also needs to be had.
Yes, and I think that we as adults who have families, like our own children, we should just pay close attention to them. I have learned to observe my children when they were children and with them being adults now. I pay attention. You know, I pay attention to their moods, their movement, the way that they're talking, because I want to know if you're depressed, because you're not going to come. You may not come and tell me. You might just try to act like I'm all right, but I need, you know, I pay attention. It's important that when you live in a home with children or even your significant other, pay attention, because people know how to hide pain very, very well, and they suffer in silence, you know, suffer in silence. We had a cousin, Cousin Marcy and I, and he was 21 years old, and he took his own life. He shot himself with a shotgun, took his own life. And that was, like, one of the saddest things for our family. But when they, matter of fact, his brother, I don't know if you've seen him on IG, he called himself 777 Blessed. And we had him on the show before talking about that.
Yeah.
And all his music is about mental illness. He speaks nothing but about mental illness awareness. So it's just so real. It's one of the realest things that you have to be on the lookout for. You know, you can't just act like everything is okay because it looks okay. Pay attention. Pay attention to body movement. Pay attention to the way somebody speaks. You have to study people that you live with so you can know, okay, something's off. You know, what's going on? Something is off. And they may say, oh, no, I'm good. But you, and keep paying attention.
Absolutely.
Because people would drown their depression in alcohol. They would drown their depression in drugs. That's what they do. They mask it. You know, you learn how to mask your pain, and you think that, oh, I'm good, and really, you're just not good. You're just not good.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You definitely have to be able to pay attention and identify, which is not an easy thing for everyone to do, but
mm-hmm.
I'm able to identify. I'm able to identify, and mainly because it's very important to me to pay attention to a person's body language, to pay attention to
mm-hmm.
a person's habits, the way they move, the way they talk, the way they
mm-hmm.
adjust themselves. All those things matter, right? You know, if someone flinches too much when you make quick movements, like, have you been hit before? If someone is very apologetic, you know, some people apologize a lot because that's the trauma they've been in, so they have to keep saying sorry and apologize because somebody has screamed on them or went off on them.
Mm-hmm.
And so because they don't want that to happen again, that are very apologetic, you know. And you can tell a lot about a person just the way that they interact with people when they're in a room, you know. And just because somebody is the life of the party doesn't mean that they're living their best life. Some people are the life of their party because they're trying to mask the pain that they're really going through. Some people are working 2 to 3 jobs, not just because they just need to make these big amounts of money, but they're trying to keep their mind busy from going through something.
Right.
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 And some people take it to the level of emotional eating. to where they're eating whatever they can get their hands on just to keep them smiling at that moment. And once that plate is gone, you know, and it carries on the same thing with the drinking. Once the drinking is gone, the pain is back, you know. And
yeah.
A lot of people, I get a lot of messages and a lot of phone calls where people tell me, they say, hey, you know, when you're talking, I feel like you're speaking directly to me. And I say, because I am. Because anything that I'm telling you, that I'm speaking about, I've been through. I know
right.
what it's like.
Right.
I know what it's like to try to drink your pain away. And at the bottom
right.
of that glass, that pain still gonna remain. I know what it's like to deal with emotional eating. So now you're doing all this emotional eating. You look inside of the mirror. You haven't groomed yourself in a while. You haven't showered in a while. You haven't taken care of the things that make you, that make you shine. I've been there before, so I understand it. But that's why when I encourage people, like, I know you may be in that place, but you can't stay there. You don't deserve to be in this space. You don't deserve
yeah,
to be
you
here.
Right, you owe it
to yourself.
You
have a purpose.
Yes.
You know? And a lot of people say,
yeah.
I don't feel like I'm worth it. I don't feel like I'm worth the fight. But you are, and I'm not going to never agree with you not being worth the fight. I'm always telling you you're worth the fight, no matter how bad it gets, because that one good time can ignite you to do exactly what you need to do. And so I don't ever want to give up on that. I don't ever want to give up on that because a lot of people you run into, they've already had enough people give up on them. They've already had enough people tell them that they wasn't this or wasn't that, right? So I decided to be that one person to tell you that you are. And that's why I tell people what you're going through is just a casualty of war within yourself. You're trying to outwork your old self to get to the new you. And yes, it's going to be about how bad you want it, how much you really want to fight to define that new character that's already living inside of you. You just have to take
yeah,
your time, and I say take your time because you don't want to rush it. We're not worried about the opinions of others, because those opinions of
yeah.
those people that was talking about you is building monuments of nothing. Your mental health battle is yours to fight. No one else's.
Yeah, like you.
No one is there
like
with
you
when you get to that dark place.
You have to find the time for self-care. You just have to. You got to take out that time, like, and find that time for self-care. I like to meditate.
Mm-hmm.
I do some yoga. You know, music is one thing for me. It's another thing for me as well. Those things work for me to keep my peace of mind, because I, too, have dealt with some things that I would consider mental illness. Mental issues, but I wouldn't seek mental therapy. I definitely
yeah.
went and got that because I know that I needed that. It was a must, because if I didn't get that, I would be a whole different ball game. You challenge me, I'm taking a penitentiary chance. It's just going to be on the cracking. But because of that, I know how to keep myself balanced now, you know, because of doing that. So, yes. So let me ask you this, and I'm going to give it to Cousin Marcy. Big energy. We know what energy stands for. We know how you put it out there. But what made you come up with that, big energy? It's probably an obvious answer, but I want to hear it from you.
First of all, I want to give you your flowers real quick and tell you that I'm proud of you. Like I said before, I had no idea what you have survived and what you have been through, but I'm going to tell you I'm proud of you. And knowing what knowing what I know now, your journey, I'm proud of you. You know, keep being you, keep doing it. You got it. About the big energy, the big energy thing came along as a personal thing first, right? I needed something that I can like say to myself to kind of get me going, get my shoulders bouncing, get me screaming at the moon, to tell me, I tell myself I'm ready for the world each day, right? And I stopped complaining about having to get up early in the morning, because I started understanding how much of a blessing it is to have breath in your body, to have a heartbeat,
absolutely,
to have vision, because someone didn't wake up with that. So So for me, that's what like big energy is to me. It's like a way of life. It's not just a affirmation, just to sound cool. It's like a way of life. It's a mindset. It's what helps you be driven into anything you're doing. You can be cooking. It can be big energy over the pots. You can be having a party. It can be big energy. You can just scream out big energy before you go into that interview, because you're going to need that to activate you, to get you started, right? So that was the main thing for me doing it, and it really caught fire with the people, and I'm just really, truly blessed that I can have been able to reach as many people as I can at this very moment, and I'm looking to reach a lot more. So I'm very humble and very sincere about being able to expand this as far as I can, because this is not a hobby for me. This is a passion. This is a purpose. Mm-hmm. This is something that I don't ever plan on putting down until it's that time. So
you can't put it down because it's in you. You couldn't put it down if you wanted to. Why? If you try to put it down, something would be missing in your life. And it would be that. If you was to stop doing what you're doing, being the motivational speaker that you are and putting out that big energy. I love the way that you speak to us queens when you're doing your poetry. I love the things that you say, and I was like, man, what a man, what a king. You know, you listen to it, because you got to listen to every dotted I and cross T when you're speaking.
Absolutely.
You know, you
absolutely.
Yeah, you got to be. Yeah, you got to be attentive. You got to listen. You can't just scroll through it and be like, oh, you got to understand what this brother is saying when he's saying it. So. Yeah, so salute to you, too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I won't disagree with you. I mean, so
when it comes to uplifting the woman
and uplifting the man, it's just that I just want to be a positive vessel for both sides, because everybody
absolutely.
Can use some cheering on. Everybody can use some keep going. Everybody can use some don't give up, right? Especially for me, because there are a lot of people who have those special glasses, and I'm one of them. And when you got those special glasses, I know it comes with a responsibility to see things for what they are and not what you want them to be. And so with that being said, I take it very serious. So every time I create something, it don't matter if it reaches 10 people, it don't matter if it reaches 100 people. I just want it to reach somebody, because somebody going to tell somebody that they needed that today, and they want to share that with them, and that's the goal. That's the goal, to touch somebody, to get everybody to help somebody else to go touch somebody, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
King, we
got
some callers, so we have some people that want to say something to you. We have some callers on hold, so I didn't mean to interrupt you, but we don't want to keep them on hold too long because we might lose them.
Okay.
So we like for people to engage, so we're going to go ahead and take our callers.
Okay, no problem.
Hello, caller.
Hello, you there?
Yes, we're here.
Hello.
Good evening. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just great. I'm here with my beautiful princess of a daughter listening to the situation with going on. But you know what, though? Hey, brother, man, that book that you write and everything, man, keep up the good work. You know what? You preach, and you know, that's great. Right on, man. How can I get a copy of that? Where could I hook up with you? Or how could I need to, you know, I want to read some of that knowledge. Shit.
Thank you, man. I
appreciate it sincerely. But right now, if you want to listen to me,
I'm just sitting back listening to you. Wow.
So is this Gilbert?
That's it.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Gilbert.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
With my daughter.
Hi, Brianna. We're going to let King Walker go ahead and tell you how you can get that information that you're seeking.
Yeah, I
want
to grab a book or something. Like, I want to read that, what he's talking about.
Can you hear me?
Was his name Gilbert?
Yeah. Now, let me write this information down. Or can you send me through my Gmail?
I sure can. I
can email you my social media, man. I will do that. But all right, now I can tell you right now, you can follow me. You can follow me on YouTube. It's King Walker.
Right.
You can follow me there.
Okay.
You can subscribe to my channel on YouTube. And if you have Instagram, you can follow me at King.
I don't do Walker. Man.
You don't do none of that? What you do? You do YouTube?
No, I don't do no social media. I just, I listen to my sister's mother-in-law every Friday and Wednesday on this program. Natalie's mother-in-law, Mama Jean.
Okay. Yeah, Gilbert, but it's easy to get the YouTube. So when you get with Natalie again, YouTube, it's easy to get that, and somebody can just walk you through that. It's very easy to get that. It's not Facebook or Instagram, and that'll be a good tool for you to go ahead and you can put it on your phone. You know, like what I'm saying, like if you're just sitting outside
I could do that.
Sitting on the bus, you can listen to it on the phone. So. We'll make sure that you get that. We'll make sure that you get that so you can go ahead and listen to King Walker
So
thank you for calling. We appreciate your phone call. We may have some other callers on the line.
Thank you.
Much love. Hello, do we have another caller? Hello, caller. Okay, maybe no more callers. Okay, so let's go ahead and continue. Cousin Margie, I'm going to turn it over to you because I kind of hauled those first 30 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, good, man. You're sounding so good.
Guest.
I'm loving it.
So the guest left.
Oh, here we have a caller.
We got the caller. No, the guest
did the guest
still
leave?
Here.
Did the guest leave?
The guest
leave?
Is still here.
Oh, I just had a quick question. Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello. How
and
are you?
Mr. Public Speaker, mental health expert, I got a mental health question. How do you, suppose you can see the symptoms of someone, but you're afraid to address it because that might trigger them? You know how people don't really like
question.
To be told things. And you see the signs and you see the mood swings. How do you address that? Politically correct without being offensive. Is it a method to that?
Yeah, there is a method to it, actually. First thing first is you're going to have to be patient. Second thing is you're going to have to be real close to that person. And what I mean be real close to that person, you're going to have to really wait for your moment to be able to find that opening to speak your truth, and you're going to have to be very, very sensitive to the subject, you know, definitely with choosing your words carefully, and it has to almost sound so sincere, you know, that you would almost, you would go with them if they needed you to, right? And most important, along with being patient, is they might fight you along the way a little bit. You might get that, but don't give up on them, though. Be patient with them. Be consistent. Don't give up on them. And if you know this person personally, you know what gets them in a comfort zone. You know what opens their mind up, what makes them smile. Utilize that too as well. And just those things right there can help you, you know, make a difference to getting closer to really expressing about this person, getting the help that you think they need. But, you know, don't ambush them. Don't force it. Don't push it. Just comfort them. Be patient and be consistent. And you'll find your moment.
Wow, because I always thought it was depression. But then when I look at the mood swings, it's the happy, happy highs and the bottom, bottom lows. So upon my research, I figured that to be bipolar disorder. It's like you never know who's going to walk into the room. It's going to be the happy person or the sad person. So I really don't know.
And I think that is... a polar disorder as well. I do think that's bipolarness as well. So correct me if I'm wrong, King Walker, but I do think that I agree with Tweed. It is a form of being bipolar.
It can definitely be a form of bipolar disorder, but you have to talk to that person before they turn to that corner. That's the person you got to talk to.
But how am
I going
to know?
Can't talk to the person that's already turned the corner. You got to talk to the person that hasn't turned the corner yet. So, like I said, when that moment comes,
I'm talking to. how do I know which person I'm talking to? Because they're two different people. At two different, well, anytime, they're two different people. And that's literally.
That's where the studies come in from. You can kind of feel the energy.
But it's not tough.
You know what I'm saying?
And they have a pattern.
Yeah.
So you got to pay attention to the pattern. You know, if on Tuesday you say a joke, it's funny. You know, come Wednesday, is you're not funny, then you know they didn't turn that corner.
Yeah. That was a good question, though. So thank you.
Yeah, but I actually still didn't get an answer. The answer I was looking for is which opposite do I approach? Which part of the totem pole do I attack? Address? Would that be the sad, depressed part, or the overhyped, you know, crazy part? I mean, which part of the spectrum should I be compassionate to and have that talk? When they're up or when they're down?
You have to be compassionate to both, but I would prefer you to talk to the happier part. But still talk to the happier part with sincere in your heart.
Okay.
Yeah, the key is not to attack them. The key is to come with sincerity. You know.
Yeah, that was a wrong adjective. That was a wrong adjective. But I've been drinking, you know, trying to listen. I'm bipolar too. You know, sometimes
we
I
got
buy.
Another caller too.
Oh my god.
Sometimes
gosh.
I buy. Sometimes I want to buy polar bears. Sometimes I don't.
Lord.
So I'm bipolar too.
Right on. Thank you for your call, and that was an excellent question. So somebody else probably wanted to ask that question and got an answer. So thank you so much. But we do have another caller on hold. We appreciate your support, Mr. Melody.
My name is Biff Barker.
Okay, Mr. Biff Barker. We'll take that. Okay, caller, you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I'm here out of curiosity. I saw the show, so I figured I'd drop in to find out what you guys are all about. Since you're talking about mental health, there's a lot of nuances to mental health. So I'm here to find out if you're addressing one or two of the nuances or three or four of them or what the show is about.
Okay, so how long have you been listening to the show since we've been on the air? Did you just tune in?
About four minutes.
Okay, well, stay tuned, and hopefully we can assist you with what you are trying to find out what the show is about, because we've been on the air for over 30 minutes now. So just stay tuned. Keep checking us out. We appreciate your support.
Oh, is that the answer? Okay.
Okay, thank you, caller. We appreciate you. So let's get back to talking with King Walker. You ready to go, Cousin Marcy?
Definitely, for sure. I'm just enjoying all of this. Thank you to the callers. We do appreciate you. That number is 914-803-4001. Yes, you all are sounding so good. Like, I'm taking all these points in. We're not going to forget about you. We did have you submit some music to us, so I'm not going to forget about that. Think of the next song you want queued up, but I did want to ask you, if you could, Walker, can you give us a little insight on the fundraiser that's going on right now for the kids when they go back to school? I know you're having that go on, so just tell us how the people can go ahead and, you know, get some donations out to you, because that is very important. I hold that close to my heart. That's how I met Queen right here. Yes, we are family, but we did not know of each other until exactly 18 years ago. So I think that that's excellent what you're doing. And then after that, if it's okay with you all and producer Jilu, we'll go into another song, yeah?
Okay, that's fine. So we'll
okay.
Answer the question,
y'all. All righty. Yes, so go ahead, Walker. It's on you.
Okay, beautiful people, I am having a big energy youth back to school give back, okay? And what I want to do is get any donation of any kind. Doesn't matter if it's a dollar, doesn't matter if it's five or more. I'm just trying to raise as much as I can to get pencils, notebooks,
backpacks if possible as well. So everything helps, because I know a lot of kids are going to school to get education and they don't have the proper supplies. Some are coming with an empty backpack and don't have anything in it, and it's not by choice. So if you can do anything you can to send in whatever you can, whether you're going to send in some supplies or you're going to send in a donation, either way, it is greatly appreciated. And for those of you who are interested, you can send an email to me at BigEnergyKing@gmail.com. That's BigEnergyKing@gmail.com. It'll all be greatly appreciated. Thank you sincerely.
And as far as the donation, can you give your Cash App information?
Yes. You can Cash App me at $KingWalker1. $KingWalker1 for the Cash App. That's $KingWalker1.
Okay, we'll probably have you repeat that towards the end of the show. Okay, so what's your first choice of the song that you want to hear?
First choice of the song. Let's see here. Let's see. What fits the mood right about now? You know what? It's Flashback Friday.
Big
right?
energy.
It's Friday. So we'll go. You know, I'll go with Ice Cube, Good Day. I'll go with that.
Today is a good day. Right on.
Yeah, today was a good day. Fabulous Friday. Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, Mr. D. Lou, and our special guest, Mr. Walker. Let's go.
Waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no small. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. I got my grub on, but didn't dig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up for later as I hit the dough. Thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. To stop at a red light, looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight, and everything is alright. I got a beat from Kim, and she can fuck all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week fucked around and got a triple-double. Freaking niggas every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day. Showers, didn't even get no static from the cowards. Cause just yesterday them booze tried to blast me. Saw the police and they rolled right past me. No flexing, didn't even look in a nigga's direction as I ran the intersection. Went to Show Dog's house, they was watching you on TV rap. With the hats on the crap. Shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em. Roll 'em in a circle of niggas and watch me break 'em with the 7-11. 7-11, 7 even backed old Little Joe. I picked up the cash flow, then we played bones, and I'm yelling domino. Plus nobody I know got killed in South Central LA. Today was a good day. Left my nigga's house paid. Trying to fuck since the 12th grade. It's ironic, I had the boo, she had the chronic. The Lakers beat the Supersonics. I felt on the big fat fanny. Pulled out the jammy and killed the poop nanny. And my dick runs deep, so deep, so deep. Put her ass to sleep. Woke her up around 1. She didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube the Top Gun. Over to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion, hit the three-wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out. Dropped her ass off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fly dreams. Didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for a murder. 2 in the morning, got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp. and it red, ice cubes up pimp. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home, and my page is still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good day.
What's good? It's your man MC Shan, and you tuned into the G Lou Show, Flashback Fridays. Y'all already know what it is. One time for your mind, two times for your soul.
Hey, 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 hey. Want to give a shout out to our sponsors.
Yay,
again.
Yay.
BTP Media, Tweed, Cadillac, One World Magazine, and the G Lou After Hours Show, and Dee Dee Harrison. And speaking of the G Lou After Hours Show, tonight, he has a great guest artist going by the name of Thug Angel. So check him out during this interview on the YouTube show. Subscribe and like. And that's one of the After Hour episodes. And also our website, the GLUShow.com website. On that, you can check out all previous Blog Talk Radio shows and also get the amazing music, the catalog of G Lou, and purchase some music from there, and yeah, and that's about it. So the G Lou Show website, and also the subscribe to our YouTube channel. So I just wanted to put that little bit information out there. And also we have Cynthia Nunn, who gives out free food every Saturday at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in Compton. So check that out as well. Share that information with anybody who may be in the need of groceries. She has good quality groceries there, and that's at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard, again in Compton, California. That's S&N Angels. That's every Saturday at 12 noon. Okay, Cousin Marcy, I'll turn it over to you.
Yay, yay. Thank you for those brief announcements, Queen. All righty, so we are just moving and grooving. Walker, are you still in the building with us?
I am here.
Wonderful. So we're going to kind of keep the Q&A going, but we are not going to forget those selections that you did give us. What the next thing I wanted to ask, just pick your brain a little bit. You did mention that when you were younger, kind of like seeing things around you, you know, that may not have been so positive, and a little bit about your, you know, family background. You do have quite a musical selection, or I know you like a lot of different kind of music. When did you find your love for music, and did that help you in any way knowing, oh, I want to help people, or, oh, I want to study more about, you know, like mental health? Did that help you in any kind of way?
Honestly, what helped me was, I grew up in group home living too. When I was a kid, I was in two different group homes.
Mm-hmm.
I was in two different group homes, being underneath a roof of a lot of different personalities, right? And dealing with those lot of different personalities, you learn to learn people, how they move, how they talk, how they react to things or whatnot. And I always just had just when it came to like connecting with people, understanding who they are, and understanding who they are through who they're pretending to be. With the connection, when it comes to like the music though, it was DMX for me during my group home time. So I listened to a lot of DMX during group home time.
Wow, I knew you were going to say that.
Because whether people believe it or not, DMX was definitely like, not just a lyricist, he was a poet. He said a lot of educational things, if he was able to pick it up on your ear, that was really inspiring to me. So that was one of the things that kind of got me really like into music, like heavy. I have a lot of artists, but that one was like dear to me because it got me through those times being in that group home, dealing with all those different personalities, you know, because to me, he was a man that was also like misunderstood, even though he had a heart, even though he had a bite, he still had a heart, you know. And when you, and a lot of times it's hard for us to put those two together, to be able to have a bite and a heart. For some people, it's either hot or cold. They're either going to have a bite or they're going to have a heart. You're not going to get both, you know. And, you know, I was blessed to be able to balance out with both. I have a bite and I have a heart, you know. But I don't use my bite to harm anyone. It's only necessary for protection, if necessary. Because majority of the time, I feel like no one, and I mean no one, is important enough for you to risk your freedom or your mental health.
Because there are some things
that you do have to be pompous about, a little arrogant about, and you have to be that about your energy. Because some people are only attacking you because they want somebody to come with them. They want company. And if they can do anything to get you to be where they're at, you have made their day and they have destroyed yours. I said this before, I said it again, you know, your godly energy will irritate some people's demons. That's why some people are always saying, what are you smiling so much for? Why are you so happy? Do not let those people distract you from your happiness. Don't let those people distract you from trying to better yourself. And the people who become distant when you decide you want to heal, meaning you're not doing the things that they felt like make you cool anymore, then now you know who you was really with this whole entire time. Now you know who really was just, you know, around you because you were in the same space that they were in. And one thing you're going to find out, for sure is you are only hanging out with certain people is because you haven't decided to heal yet. Okay? It's very important. You're only hanging out with certain people because you haven't decided to heal yet. And the person that's standing next to you is okay with you being comfortable and not trying to level up your energy because they don't want to do it. And it feels good for them to have somebody else who doesn't want to do it as well. And I mean that all in the pot of, you know, dealing with your mental health. Because a person who would tell you, oh, you don't need therapy, that's not a person you need in your corner. Because therapy doesn't mean, like you said before, it doesn't mean there's something wrong. It's just you understanding and harnessing your power and your strength and the things that you went through, getting a hold of it before it gets a hold of you. So it's one of those things like you have to take care of the things that cut you in the past so you don't bleed over your future, right? That's what's important about it. When it comes to, you know, dealing with therapy, healing yourself, bettering yourself, being patient with yourself, and protecting your energy, and separating yourself from those who don't have good intentions in mind when you decide you want to heal.
Absolutely. I've experienced that so many times. I just want to share this real quick, and then we'll get back to you, Cousin Marshall, because a friend of mine who's family to me had wrote this today, and I just found it to relate to the topic of tonight. And it says, you would have to drop fear. And if it is a question of choosing between the inner feeling and the fear, choose the inner feeling. Don't choose the fear. So many people have chosen their path out of fear. So they live in a limbo. They live in indecisiveness. Fear is not going to help. Fear always means the fear of the unknown. Fear always means the fear of death. Fear always means the fear of being lost. But if you really want to be alive, you have to accept the possibility of being lost. You have to accept the insecurity of the unknown, the discomfort and the inconvenience of the unfamiliar, the strange. That is the price one has to pay for the blessing that follows it. I found that to be very interesting. It also said, I think we are all doing the best we know how with what resources we were given, with what kind of love we were given and shown, with whatever world we survived in. The fear of not surviving are born into circumstances is only a distraction from us being able to tap fully into our true peace. was like, wow. Yeah, pretty deep.
Very powerful. That word fear itself is so powerful.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. very powerful. So.
Yeah.
And we do, and a lot of time we do fear the unknown, and that's what keeps us stagnant, because we fear the unknown, and we'll stay in that comfortable place because we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't know unless you drop that fear. So thank you for letting me put that out there. You can go ahead, Cousin Marcy. And King Walker, I love all the points that you are putting out there.
Right.
I love you. I love your energy. I love everything that you put out there. That's why I follow you on all social media platforms.
Thank you so much.
Yay.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's so wonderful. Yeah, I did have another question, but I want you to pick two more, okay, from your list so we can have it queued up. I know Mr. G. Yulu is working so hard. Thank you. But, yes, you are giving, like, some excellent points. We're just, like, sitting over here in awe. But, yeah, so I did have another question since you kind of went the music route. Have you ever thought about, you know, because this is a, you know, the subject is coming out more and more now. Have you ever got, like, into the studio? Have you ever, like, recorded any of your spoken word or thought of, like, making an album or putting a book out? And don't forget your two songs. Walker.
I have my two songs ready.
Okay.
Both of those things are actually in the process. So it's coming soon.
Well, good. Well, you know, we'll be listening.
Do you have any apparel? I think you should also make some apparel with, do you have any apparel? If not, would you consider making apparel with Big Energy on it?
I'm working on new apparel as well. I do have apparel, but I have to have new apparel on the way. So that also is coming soon, too. Also, I have apparel. I've definitely had some Big Energy apparel, but I got some more and some new ideas on the way. I think you'll like them. So I'll definitely be giving y'all a call as soon as they come in.
Okay, great. Awesome.
That's what's up. All right, what's on your list? Do you want to hear next?
Let's go with Juicy, Biggie Small. Let's go with Juicy.
That's my favorite song. That's
an
anthem.
Yeah. This album is dedicated to all the people that told me I'll never amount to nothing.
Fabulous
to all
Friday.
People that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
So good.
And all the niggas in the struggle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all good, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Pizza, Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk, Master Flex, Love Bug, Starsky. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach. And I'm far from cheap, I smoke smoke with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play coast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting 5 carats in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, into abused by the pool, considered a fool, cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood, and it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got two rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G's flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimped the act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I live, cause I went from negative to positive, and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Representing B-Town in the house. Junior Mafia, Mass Label.
Pour your pain on me. Oh yeah.
And the touch is rising like Poseidon.
Yeah, it's something that'll drive you crazy. Will you say that you say?
Cause when we die, make it last,
and I want it to wrap you in.
What's up? This is Buddy from the R&B group Intro, and you're tuned in to G Lou Flashback Fridays.
Hey.
All right. You got a little warm embrace, yes. Chris Brown. Sorry, y'all. Shout out to Chris Brown.
You go from
drop that new album.
You go from that juicy to warm
right?
embrace. Hey, how about that?
Right. Slow down for the lovers. It's always good
right,
for
the lovers.
It's always good for your mental, right?
Oh, hey,
okay,
King Walker.
This Friday.
Yes.
I have a question. Have you ever been to a venue and did your poetry, your unspoken word? Because I know there's a lot of places that people go and they do contests for them, and I've seen a lot of unspoken word poets. Have you ever done that, or do you just use social media for your platform?
I've done that before.
Okay.
Yeah,
and how was that experience? How many times
before.
Had you done two open mics? So how was that experience for you with the crowd? What was the reception of the crowd? How did they receive that?
A lot of fun. A lot of connection. A lot of connection with the crowd. I don't know. It's a feeling. It's hard to describe. It's like everybody's quiet at the moment, but then you hear like the feedback on certain punchlines, on certain affirmations being said, you know. And I love it. I enjoy it. I feed off of it, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everybody has their own style when they're on stage. I've been to a few unspoken words. You know, in person, to watch them in person, everybody definitely have their own different styles. Some are very animated and some are just like standing there, but they're getting their point across through the spoken word. So yeah, I just thought I would ask, have you ever been to Leimert Park and did it there or considered doing it in Leimert Park?
I haven't been to the most popular places yet. I haven't. I mean,
okay.
I've been getting a lot of reposts from the, you know, the popular poetry platforms online. You know, somebody posted me as their poet crush of the week. I got that. And then I got invited to a lot of open mic nights at this one particular, the Poetry Lounge, I believe it is. Yeah, I've gotten invites
yeah.
there. Yeah. So.
Well, you have
yeah,
a large
I'm
following,
at,
so I'm sure if you did go and do another venue or go on stage, you they will come out for you because you have a very large following. And people are always shouting you out and giving you your props. So, yeah, I'm sure that you would pack the house out. So.
Mark
you know
is
what?
Funny,
I'm,
too. He's funny. He needs to, I mean, like, you should do comedy. Sorry to cut y'all off. I was going to ask you, when you do your skits, like when you were in there doing Stomp, and it was like, what inspired you to do that? It was like, am I supposed to dance to this with this drink in my hand? But I'm sure at some club somewhere they play Stomp in there.
Well, he was showing Holy Hood.
you read the Holy Hood.
Oh, my gosh.
It's one of those things like, I speak, you know, knowledge into people. I speak life into people. And people think that those things always have to make you, like, very serious. And I'm just like, no, I'm me. Like, this is who I authentically am. Like, I enjoy music. You know, I enjoy sports. I pull my positivity and my energy from all types of places. And so one of the things about having a gift or gifts, is use them. And it's not easy for everybody, but for me, I just wanted to use it. And I use it because some people may not want to hear me talk today. They might want to see me dance today. Some people may not want to hear necessarily everything geared towards mental health today. They might need something more on the poetry side today. Just like I was playing around with the freestyle when I did the whole Black Queen thing. And that caught fire, and I was like, oh, you really like that. I was just giving you something that was naturally part of my personality when I dropped that, you know? So,
that was fire, though.
I just can do things to continue to be authentically me. So at the end of the day, you know, you don't always have to, like, question, like, who I am, because I'm going to show you. I'm okay with being vulnerable, because vulnerable is a part of my strength. It's a part of my personality. It's also part of me taking a stance on saying, like, I love me. I see me. If you don't see me, I see me. So there's nothing you can say to me to disturb me trying to be happy and open with myself or with the things that I like and I care about that make me smile. So I'm going to share them with you. And if you happen to like it, that's great, because I'm going to continue to do this for the people who enjoy it and myself who also enjoy it. So with that being said, to anybody listening to this, I encourage you to do things that make you smile, do things that bring you energy. If it makes you smile and it makes you happy, stick with it, because if you change up, you might miss on the person who actually enjoys it too along with you. You know, people are always looking for soulmates, but you got to stop switching your soul up, okay? So because nobody's going to recognize who you are if you keep switching things up. So if you're going to make changes, make them for the better, to shine your light brighter. All right? You have a purpose. You have a reason. There's someone that's searching for you, but they can't see you if you dim your light.
Right? Absolutely. So I light up. So you guys see me? Because I'm out there. Like, for real, though. So I felt all of that, King Walker. I felt all of that. So, yeah.
Right.
I like when
you just like
that,
uplifting.
You look like a pharaoh on one of your YouTubes, and I was like, okay, I see you. I see you. because I tap in.
Right.
I'd be tapping in. I was like, okay.
And I appreciate every bit of it too. I appreciate every bit of it. I send the love right back.
Yeah, I appreciate it too. You know, it's really a blessing and a pleasure to get to know you even more on this platform. You know, but if you really want to get to know King Walker, you got to follow him on all of his social media platforms.
If you follow me,
I see.
You subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is King Walker, And you can follow me on TikTok as well. But if you're following me on TikTok, just know that you can only follow me right now because I didn't reach the cap on following people back. I have where I'm at.
Wow.
I'm over 100,000 people following me on TikTok.
So, oh wow!
That's why I was saying you have a large following because I've seen your number on TikTok.
Yeah. So you have to follow me on Instagram if you want me to follow you back. That's King double underscore Walker one for the Instagram. If you want to follow me, I will definitely follow you back because one important thing for me is I'm here for the people, and if I can't be connected to the people, if I can't reach you, so you follow me back on Instagram. That's King double underscore Walker one. And if you follow me on TikTok, just know you follow me, but I will get to you in the comments because I do respond. I do appreciate all the duets, all the using my sound, all of those things. And if you really check out my page, I do a lot of visuals and voiceovers too. So keep a lookout for those too because sometimes you don't always see my face, but you hear my voice. So you see those on my page, and you probably think it's somebody else, but it's not. It is me.
And you have a beautiful smile, I might add, a beautiful smile. So I needed to throw that in there real quick.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. So what's our next song that you want to hear? What's your choice? We're going to pick two so they can go play back to back. We want to get your song played.
Yeah, we said I'm going to pick two, right? Okay,
yes.
So let's go with Tim's Free Your Mind. I want people to free their mind. Let's go with Tim's Free Your Mind. And then let's go with WizKid, Big Mood. So there you go. WizKid,
okay.
Big Mood, and Tim's Free Your Mind. Also a nice little vibe. Put your mental mind on a vacation. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go. We rolling.
Set the vibe. Fabulous Friday. Cousin Marcy and Queen Jean and King Walker.
I'm
At 6 a.m. in the morning. First thing I do is I log on to my social medias and I do morning affirmation and meditation. I get on there and just kind of speak some affirmations into people and just kind of get their morning started, getting them going, resetting their energy, getting their mindset right, reminding them of if you woke up today, like you already off to a good start. Once I'm done with that, I make about four videos a day. So a lot of times people are like, you don't sleep. I'm like, I do sleep. I'm just be working like ahead of the curve. You know, a lot of people give you inspiration daily, right? You're getting inspiration from me around the clock. That's why you might see me, for those of you who see me on the timeline, a whole lot is because I feel like in my heart that how you feel an hour ago, you might need a rebooster. So here it is. An hour later, 2 hours later, 4 hours later, here I am. So yes, so that's what I do around the clock as of right now. Everything is pretty much geared towards that. I put all I have into that in every which kind of way. That's why when you see my content, you hear my content, it's because I really put my heart into it, put my spirit into it, put my mindset into it. I put myself in a vulnerable position, like, how would I want to hear this? How would I want to hear this if this is being told to me? What would be the most vulnerable moment to say, you know what, yeah, I relate to that? You know, so sometimes, you know, I've listened to my own self 4 or 5 times because it connected with me, because I didn't even really, you know, it hit home after I was done with it. So to those of you who get it, like, you're definitely getting a part of me as well. So, yeah, that's what the evening is like. I just consistently just come up with new ways and new ideas and creative things to do just to keep reaching as many people as I can in every avenue. That's why I said the dancing, the poetry, the freestyles, the motivation, you know. Yeah. So that's what the evening is like with me right now, you know. That's what it's like.
Okay. Just working hard on the content.
Yeah, working hard on the content, you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna think I
eat. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's referring to it. I guess my meals in. You know.
You're right.
Meals,
you gotta have something.
Eating
eat.
Is a
wow.
Eating is a big. It's very important to eat because that's a part of your energy and your mental. You know, you're
mm-hmm.
eating the right things. That's a big part. I wanted to give a shout out to Reverend Ali. What's happening, Reverend Ali? Let me shout him out real quick. Yeah, and give a shout out to our sponsors again, BCP Media, Tweed Cadillac, D.D. Harrison, One World Magazine, and the G. Lou After Hours. Shouting them out as well. Thank you for sponsoring the show.
Also, too.
That part.
Also, too, I'll be doing
a raffle soon. Doing a raffle in the winter. We'll do lunch together on me. We can have a conversation. Talk about a bunch of positive things.
That's cool. Do you ever do any one-on-one? I mean, I know you're not a counselor, but do anybody ever one-on-one?
I actually do one-on-ones. I made a post for that all this week. So if you're looking to sign up for the one-on-one, just DM me a message. I give you the details. We can set up the date and time. It is a confidential space to pour into, and there's a no-judgment zone. I'm here to listen, to understand, not to judge. So if you need an outlet, you want to talk, send me a message. I'll get back to you, whether if it's on TikTok, whether if it's on Instagram. If you message me on YouTube as well, also I will be giving you guys the link to the Facebook soon. The Facebook is almost ready. I will be on Facebook as well soon too.
Right. That's awesome. Hey, let's not forget about the Taste of Soul is back, you guys. Coming back to you on a Saturday, October the 15th. So let's not forget about the 17th annual Taste of Soul near the Leimert Park area. So don't forget to check that out. And also, we got May Whispers and Jody Watley at the Microsoft Theater coming up on August the 7th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the 777 Chick Hearn Court in Los Angeles. So these are just some things that you might want to consider going to go check out. Anything with Frankie Beverly and Maze and the Whispers and the old school Jody Watley. So you might want to consider checking that out as well. And also we got the OJs, the farewell tour, the last stop on the love train. That's August the 6th with special guest El DeBarge. Absolutely, Gladys Knight, and that's in Atlanta at the Sillars Amphitheater at Lakewood. So you can go to Ticketmaster for tickets. And we also got August the 6th coming up with the Legend of the Streets with Rick Ross, Jeezy, and Gucci Man, T.I. and Trina, and that's at the Kia Forum, which is in Inglewood. But just a few things to throw out there. We just paid some Chris Brown, so August the 26th. At 7 o'clock p.m., Chris Brown and Lil Baby start their tour, so he'll be at the Kia Forum as well at 3900 West Manchester. Eventbrite for tickets. So I just thought I would throw that out there. So we have about 15 minutes left. We're going to play some more music. Most definitely. Because we want to make sure we get all your music played, but we want to say Smile for our exit song, because that song is near and dear to my heart. I never heard that song until my goddaughter's home going, and that was the exit song of the end of the home going. So that song hits near and dear to my heart. So we're going to play that as our exit song, Smile. So that's a very good selection. So what other two do you have that we have not played? Off the top of your head.
Or give us a freestyle. Give us a spoken word. I didn't want to put you on the spot, friend, but oh my God. If you had anything sitting right there.
I did not have anything sitting right there.
You didn't. Okay, no worries.
I didn't have anything sitting right there. Let's see. Okay. What have we not played?
Oh, you still got your Kanye, your champion.
Yeah, we can do Kanye West champion. That's another positive affirmation.
All right.
Then you know what, Malto Jordan. This is how we do it. It's Friday, right? So yeah.
Yes,
Russell
Jordan. You can never go wrong with him. So.
So let's do those two.
We rolling. Mm-hmm. Man, this is a flashback right here.
High school. This is how we do it. La 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 la.
is here on the west side. So I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and my guys ain't canine. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hear the party say I'm kinda buzzed and it's all because
this is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much flavor.
This is how we do it.
Let's flip the crack with the old school bag.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it. All hands are in the air and wave on from here to there. If you're an OG Mac or a wannabe player, you see the hood's been good to me. Ever since I was a lowercase G, but now I'm a big G. The girls see I got your money, $100 bill jar. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a thick ball. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up. Life show was slow, and all they said was 6'8", he stood, and people thought the music that he made was good. Then there's a DJ, and Paul was his name. He came up to money, this is what he said. You and OG are gonna make some cash, sell a million records, and we're making the dash. Oh, I'm buzzing the
club. This is how we do it.
South Central dancing like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much favor. Come whack on an old school jam.
I did, so I packed it up and brought it back to the crib. Just a little something to show you how we live. Everybody want it, but it ain't that serious. That's that shit. Do it, keep on, do it just like this.
Did you realize that you are a
champion? You don't see just how wild the crowd is. You don't see just how fly my style is. I don't see why I need a stylist when I shop so much I can speak Italian. I don't know, I just want it better for my kids. I ain't saying we was from the project, but every time I want to lay away or deposit, my dad would say when you see clothes, close your eyelids. We was sort of like Will Smith and his son. In the movie, I ain't talking about the rich ones. Cause every summer, he'd get some brand new hair, brain scheme to get rich from. And I don't know what he did for dope, but he'd send me back to school with a new wardrobe. And hey, I think he did when he packed it up and brought it back to the crib. Just a little something to show you how we live. Everything I wanted, man, it seems so serious. That's that sh- so if you gon' do it just like this.
Did you realize that you are a
champion? When it feel like living's harder than dying. For me, giving up's way harder than trying. Lauryn Hill said her heart was in Zion. I wish her heart still was in rhyming. Cause who the kids gon' listen to? huh? I guess me if it isn't you. Last week I paid a visit to the institute. They got the dropout keeping kids in the school. I guess I clean up my act like Prince do. If not for the pleasure, at least for the principal. They got the CD, then got to see me drop gems like I dropped out of PE. They used to feel invisible. Now they know they invincible. Hey. I did, so I packed it up and brought it back to the crib. Just a little something to show you how we live. Everybody want it, but it ain't that serious. Mm-hmm. That's that sh-. So if you gon' do it just like this. Like this.
It's a banger right there.
Hey, 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 let's shout out Tweed Cadillac Show that airs every Thursday, hosted and produced by Tweed himself with G. Lou as the co-host. The studio line is 347-855-8436. Press 1 to speak or listen online, blogtalkradio.com/93TweedFM. The West Coast time is 7 o'clock p.m. and the East Coast is 10 o'clock p.m. Just yesterday, Cousin Marcy was on there as a guest, so you can go back online and check out that show. And also last week on Thursday, she was a guest. And what was the topic again, Cousin Marcy? Hello?
Black men and women. Yes, it was the human relations discussion between black men and women, part one and part two.
Yeah, very interesting. So go check it out if you haven't checked it out. I just wanted to add that in there before we left. Ended the show, because it's almost time to end the show. I want to thank you so very much, Mr. King Walker, for blessing the platform with your presence. We truly appreciate you coming on.
Yes.
Looking forward to the new gear that you have coming out and anything else that you have going on. Blessings to your prosperity.
I want to say thank you guys sincerely for having me. I appreciate it so, so much. And the next time that I'm here, I'll have something for you. Okay.
Have something for you. Okay.
You know why?
Next time. There'll be a next time, Queen.
You have to claim it. You have to manifest it. You have to put it out there. Right?
So right on for that. Next time that you have me. Okay. Also, too, I wanted to reiterate again, those of you who would like to donate anything, you can email me at bigenergyking@gmail.com. And also you can send donation to the Cash App of $KingWalker1. And if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's King_Walker1. If you want to follow me on YouTube, it is just King Walker. If you want to follow me on TikTok, it's King_Walker. I appreciate all the love. Sincerely, I appreciate you. Appreciate me. All right? Do not forget who you are. Keep shining your light. All right? Big energy.
All right, big energy. Peace and love. And
big energy.
With our exit song, it's going to be Kirk Franklin, Smile. Really listen to the lyrics of that song. The way the world is today, we all need to smile. And you know, we need a lot of peace in our world today. So we appreciate all the callers, everybody who engaged, and all the listeners. We appreciate it. We appreciate you, G. Lou, for producing this fabulous Friday.
Thank you, Mr. G. Lou.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Walker.
So we're going to let Marcy
thank you, Queen.
Take us out. And thank you, cousin. And then we'll listen to the Kirk Franklin song.
I say to that, it's been a ride. I don't have much to say other than peace, love, and we will see you all, Lord will, next fabulous Friday. Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, and Mr. G. Lou. Take care, everybody.
I say.
Peace.
I say.
dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song's for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day. Where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over, some more of that?
Are y'all sure y'all want some more of that?